"Surely this man was the Son of God." The words uttered not from one of his disciples, not from a religious leader or teacher, but from the centurion, from a Roman. So what does it mean for us today that Jesus was the Son of God, that the Son of God died on that cross? What does it mean for us here this morning in Chipstead all those years later? I want to talk for just a couple of minutes about what I think it might mean, one of the things it might mean this morning. I'll ask you a question to begin with. Has anyone ever seen any of those celebrity VIP areas before, where people get to go and be all important? Has anyone ever been to one of those celebrity VIP areas before? A few of you I can see are sort of slightly cautiously nodding. I won't single you out, don't worry. Can you tell me what happened, well, not what happens in those areas, but what's different about those areas? Anybody got any idea? How are they different from where the rest of us go and sit? Any ideas, any thoughts? There's a fruit basket, yeah, probably. I think that's, yeah. Any other thoughts? Nicer toilets. I'll take your word for it. Any other thoughts? Red carpet, absolutely, yeah. People serve you, people wait on you, yeah. Very comfy. You can't guess what's in my mind, can you? It's always the problem with this sort of question. One of the things that's different about those celebrity areas is that they're separate, aren't they? They're away from the gaze of other people. And celebrities and important people who drive around in cars, maybe some of you have got this, have got the sort of darkened glass, haven't you, that you can see out of, but you can't see into. So you can't see people often when they're in these separate VIP areas or VIP cars. You can't talk to them because they're important. They're far removed. You can't see them or hear them. Would anyone like to go to a VIP area this morning? Anybody want to help me with something this morning and go to a VIP area? Come on then, Isabel, I never get to choose you. Come on, up you come. And I need a couple of volunteers as well to come and help me with the VIP area. Just come and stand here. It's not scary or difficult, I promise you. Okay, come on then, Katie. And one more person. Anybody else want to help? Ben Morris wants to help, is that? Anybody else want to help? I just need one more person. You're all very shy this morning, aren't you? Come on then, Ben Morris, you can come and help. Okay, Katie, do you want to hold that side? And Ben, you can come and hold this side. You're going to have to... No, it needs to be high. Now, okay, that's it. Brilliant. So Isabel is in our VIP area this morning. She is... you can see her... No, don't jump up. That defeats the object. You can see her feet, but that's about all you can see. And that's perhaps a bit similar with VIP areas. You may be able to see just a fraction of somebody, but basically you can't see them. You can't talk to them. You can't touch them. You can't have a conversation. Can I have one more volunteer? Anybody else? Come, Katie, no, you don't want to come. Okay, anybody else? Okay, come on then, Joe. Thanks. Okay. Now, Joe, just come and stand on this side for me here. Okay. Can you see what Isabel's... looking like? Can you sort of have a conversation with her very easily?
Isabel? You alright?
Yeah, so you can sort of talk to her, but it's a bit difficult. You can't see what she's doing, you can't see her facial expressions, you can't reach out and touch her very easily because there's this barrier here. Now, it's not exactly the same thing at all, but in the temple there was an area called the Holy of Holies. And that area was separated with a curtain across it. Stop peeping. It was separated. And that was where God's presence was said to dwell, in the Ark of the Covenant, which was in the Holy of Holies. It was the most special place in the temple. It was a little bit like a VIP area, cut off from everybody else. Only one time every year could the high priest go into that room. And he had to go in very, very carefully. He had to back in and back out, and there were lots of rituals that meant he was allowed to go in there, but only once a year, and just that one person in the whole of the people of the Jews were allowed to do that. And that was the Holy of Holies, separate. That was where God's presence was. Now, in some ways, it was quite difficult for God's people to have a relationship with God. They couldn't sort of reach out for God. They couldn't have that relationship in the same way because he was separate. This curtain separated them off, and just that one person was allowed in there once per year. you might have noticed in that Bible reading that there were several things that happened when Jesus died, when he was on that cross and he uttered his last. One of the things that happened was the curtain in the temple was torn in two. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Joe, how is it now? Brilliant. Go and sit down, guys. Well done. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ben, particularly. Very good, Ben. Well done. Thank you. So when that curtain in the temple was torn in two, it made the way into the Holy of Holies open for everybody. God was no longer separate. God could be reached too. He was only ever a prayer away. And that's why the cross makes a difference today in Chipstead, 2,000 years later, that the way to God is open. We can draw near to God because of what Jesus has done. He's no longer far off and separate. Okay, we can't perhaps see him and touch him in the way we can with each other, but we can simply reach out and pray to him, and he is only ever a breath, a heartbeat away from us. So if you think about the characters in our story today, Mary, Peter, the centurion, Mary experienced transformation and forgiveness through Jesus. Peter, although he failed, knew in time the forgiveness of Jesus, and the centurion looked up and saw that truly this man was the Son of God. Over 2,000 years later, we can experience those same things because we can come near to Jesus because he has opened the way for us. That's why today is Good Friday. That's why today is, although a dark day, it's also a day where we can come near to God because of what Jesus has done for us. Amen.